comes home and he starts to give me the rush. How do you figure that? Get your ass up, I told Sleepy. We're going over to my house. We're going to figure out what you did with my horse. Sleepy didn't respond. Tydeus and I ended up lugging him across on a litter, along with the treasures we'd exhumed. I'd like Sleepy a whole lot less before we got to the other side. As we passed the prison kennel, the shapeshifter began to rumble and growl. She roared a leopard-like challenge as we drew abreast. Ah, go fuck yourself, I said. Sleepy was getting heavy already. The big cat howled and tried to push her claws between the cruel spears confining her. I think maybe she could use a few drinks, I told Tydeus. Perhaps she is coming into her season. Chapter 92. The stars were out. The campfire was low. Tydeus and I and some of my pals were mellow on One Eye's beer and filled to the nostrils with roast pig. I flipped a bone into the fire. It began to crackle.
This is living, Bucket rumbled, punctuating with a belch.
If you like to camp out, I said. The weather's right. Me, you give me my druthers, I'd be living like we did in Taglios, without all the work.
What work? I never seen you lift a finger.
I had to keep sorry smiling.
Rub it in, shithead.
Rudy asked,
That guy snore like that all the time?
He meant Tydeus, who was splashed against the outside wall of our bunker, snorting and roaring out cold. He'd put away a lot for him. The other Nguyen Bao were shunning him. Only when he's had a good time.
First time, huh?
That I know about. But I wasn't there the night he got married. Somebody said,
You got the old man's ear. Why don't you whisper some sweet nothings about us heading on up the mountain?
Why would I want to do that?
Cause when we get to Kadovar, all the traveling and fighting and shit will be over.
Pause.
Won't it?
I didn't know. I don't have a clue. You go 20 feet on up the hill, and you've gotten to the limit of what I know.
I thought everything was in them old books.
Everything was, but I didn't have the right old books. I glanced at Tydeus. It was starting to look like he had the right idea.
I've had all the fun I can stand, guys.
I unfolded sore knees, got up, headed for bed. As I stepped over Tydeus, I said,
Don't wake me up for anything less than a shadow breakout. And make sure you leave some pig for Uncle.
It was a good thing the bunker roof was low enough to make me get down on my hands and knees inside. I didn't have as far to fall. I tripped over Sleepy first, then over One Eye Spear, which I had no idea why we'd brought along, but we had, and which I'd left lying in the middle of the rock floor. I fell onto my pallet without crippling myself. I know I went dreamwalking, but don't remember where I went. I have vague recollections of Sari and a trivial brush with a soul catcher as eager to avoid me as I was to avoid her. I woke up with a headache, a big thirst, a desperate need to hit the latrine, and a very short temper. Ah, cut the bullshit, you old fraud, I told Uncle Doge after I slithered out of the shack. He was giving an indifferent Tydeus Nguyen Bao hell, using all the buzzwords that get trotted out when somebody cuts loose and makes an ass of himself. Damn, it's bright out here. Tydeus, get your ass up. Drink some water. Shit. I put away some water myself.